Okay. And did you, I know I remember hearing stories that you skied with Fritz Wiesner as well, which was.
Climbed with Fritz
Wiesner. You climbed with him.
With Fritz
Wiesner. All right, in the Knot.
In the Knot. Well, we did it in the Knot several times. We went over to New York and did it. Poker Moonshine, and then we went over to New Hampshire also.
Wow.
It was a lot of fun.
So is he the one who introduced you to climbing then?
Absolutely.
So you were quite an outdoor, and are quite an outdoors woman.
Well, I never was interested in climbing at all. Tro always wanted to climb, so he got Fritz to take us up to the Notch. But unfortunately, it was drizzling a little bit and a little bit slippery.
Oh.
And Tro got up one rope link up, and he said, that's not for me. And he left, but then I just decided I really loved it.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I can remember sitting on a ledge, I guess 100 feet up, one rope length at that point being 100 feet roughly, looking down. I was grasping a little pine tree between my legs and looking down to the bottom and thinking, God forbid, what am I doing?
Right.
And so that was the end of my ski climbing, rock climbing. But Claudia went on to do a lot of it with other people and starting with Fritz. Mm-hmm. Tell about the elephant's head.
The elephant's head. Fritz wanted to, nobody had been able to climb the elephant's head, and Fritz wanted to make a route up it. So we went up, and Adi Jorg, who was also an excellent climber, knew that we were doing it, and he would sit in his car below and watch us go up, and he waited till we were almost to the top, and the next day he got somebody and went to the top. Which I thought was so mean.
Copied your route, right? Found your route. Yeah.
And climbed up all Fritz's pitons.
Right.
Yeah, he claimed he didn't, but he had to have.
Yeah. So did you go back and complete it another time?
No. Fritz was too mad.
I bet.
Oh, you did. I thought you had climbed up the top. You didn't climb.
No, we didn't quite get to the top.
You didn't quite get there, okay.
Because he was putting in pitons and making the route.
Yeah. Wow.
And Adi Jorg was quite a character, too. He'd have a few very uncomplimentary remarks about Fritz's climbing like an old woman up those pitons of his, those steps of his.
Yeah, Adi would go up and free climb a lot.
Yeah, he was a brilliant climber, apparently. And so, well, Fritz in his day, but Fritz was getting a little older at that point. And he was a neighbor of ours, next property over. And he would come over and... Well, that's a whole other story, but he had his own climbing tree in his yard, a pine tree that he'd sawed all the limbs off, and he climbed this pine tree every day to keep himself in shape.
Wow. Well, what a great person to align yourself with to
learn
something.
He was wonderful.
Like that. Yeah.
And his wife, Mumu, she was fabulous.
Yeah. Oh, what do you remember about Mumu?
I don't even know what I could remember about Mumu. She was just such a special person. Everybody adored her.
It was a very tight, I remember we talked about this with the Dana interview, but I remember it really, really described a very tight social network, a very accepting network of people who were coming up here and, you know, had chosen this lifestyle.
You felt like you knew everybody in town. I feel like I know nobody now.
Right.
It's grown so much.
Yeah. And many people express that.